What's up, PlayStation Nation? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, GCN proudly presents to you the PlayStation-centric podcast of ours, along with the Garthmore, actually the SpongeBob Garthmore, the KZ Christian-led, the PlayStation Tag Team Champions of the World. I would like to think of us as that, but we'll see what happens. See how well we do. We're episode 20. Didn't think we'd get here. Garth, we're here. We're going to be talking about maybe possibly a new Fallout New Orleans PlayStation 4.0 firmware. We're actually supposed to do an episode yesterday, which you guys are probably expecting, and we actually waited a day, and we got some extra news out of that. So we'll see how that ends up going. So guys, maybe we should start waiting an extra day before we end up doing the show.
Usually there's always news the beginning of the weeks, you know, like fresh. Yeah,
always fresh. Breaks out sometimes. Something, not always, like last week wasn't too bad. You know, we didn't really miss too much last week, so. No. But anyways, PlayStation and Pizza episode 20. If you guys want to go check out our Facebook page, we're always over there posting stuff and keeping the conversation going. That's mainly where it is, facebook.com/loopsess/gamercade. And you guys can also go to our website, gamercade.squarespace.com, to check out all of our social media stuff, podcasts, videos, you name it, we are there. All right, Garth. Usually we open up the show what we've been playing. What have you been up to, man?
Oh, well, I've been on PS3 a lot this week again.
Nice.
Not really much on PS4 right now, so I've got my backlog all geared up and playing it a lot. PS3 will be a topic for my next week's topic, by the way. That's a spoiler. Or just
yeah, you know, we always save our topics.
Just any to
surprise one another.
Just any PlayStation consoles in general will be a topic, but
very cool.
Yakuza really? 5 and Call of Juarez Bound in Blood. That's what I've been playing. Two. And I know it doesn't sound very sexy and it doesn't sound like No Man's Sky to everyone, but it's fucking awesome and better than than the games you're playing now. But yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a PlayStation Plus game, so that's cool. Call of Juarez, I always wanted to get, like I was telling you, we were talking back and forth. That's one of the games I've seen so many times cheap, and I was like, man, I've heard really good things about this game. So I need to always pick it up and give it a play, because I've seen it had trophies on the back. I always thought that game didn't have trophies, but it does.
I think the first one does, but I know the first one doesn't, but that's the second one, I believe, because I believe the first one was just Call of Juarez, and that was a 360 exclusive, I think, because didn't it come out in, like, 2006 before the PS3 even came out?
Don't remember that. No, I remember the Call of Juarez game coming out, like, 2008 or whatever. I don't remember there being a Call of Juarez game in 2006. But
2007 or something like that. I remember there was one more before that. I think this is the second game.
I know that there's only one Western-y first-person one they have, and that's the Bound by Blood, I think. Is that the one you're playing?
I thought there was two.
Well, I know
I know there's Gunslinger, I know there's Bound in Blood, but I thought there was a third one as well, which was the first, some weird one called The Devil's Cartel or something like that.
Oh, that's the second one. That was the terrible infamous second game. That was bad. The Cartel one was terrible. That was the second game. The first one was the one you're playing. And the third one
was the first one.
Arcade shooter that we got. Another PlayStation Plus.
Okay.
Have you played that one? I didn't end up playing that one.
What?
The other Call of Juarez game. The arcade one?
Yeah, I didn't. They're telling
the story in the bar. A lot of people said it's a good one as well.
It had a dumb filter in the game that hurt your eyes.
I've never tried it, so I've... what else?
No, Yakuza. But Yakuza 5, I'm about 25 hours in. It's really deep. And, you know, I'm emotionally invested in this game. I got a lot of I love all the characters that are in it. Love all the extra little side things that you do. And all the mini games. The music is great, and the music is great for Call of Juarez as well. Actually, I didn't expect that music to be that good in there. I just thought it would just be a generic type of sounding music. But man, this game is just the whole package. I mean, you could hunt in this game. I was hunting. You could hunt for deer and bear.
So, for it.
And there's survival, and there's like survival elements because you're in the freezing cold and your health's going down, so you got to eat to stay alive, to keep yourself warm. So like, it's pretty deep. Like it's for a budget title in Japan, it doesn't really seem like a budget title. Because there's a lot of stuff to do, and there you are always doing stuff.
So what do you think about the open world in Yakuza 5?
It's open world, but it isn't. You know, it's not like your everyday open world game, because there's multiple maps, and there's just one little area of a city that you go in, and you just run around. You don't ever, like, go in, you know, cars or anything. You don't steal cars or anything like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like Greg Miller was saying, he's like, Yakuza 5, he couldn't get into because it was more of the same before. But
he's full of shit. Only reason why he says that because it's on PS3 and he doesn't want to go back to PS3. But for some reason, he's excited for Yakuza 0, and that's on PS4. So I doubt that. I think for him, it's the only reason why he says that is because it's on PS3 and he doesn't want to go back to PS3.
Okay, yeah. I can understand that, yeah.
You know, these journalists and, you know, the gaming industry, they got to play on new consoles all the time. They're too cool. They're too cool and too good to play on PS3 now, unfortunately.
Right.
That's what I think it is. And I think it's only obvious.
Yeah.
But I'm going to probably play that as well, Yakuza 4, after. I'm going to do a marathon. This game is really cool because it has a Christmas theme to it. The whole town's decorated in Christmas trees and a bunch of cool stuff like that. It's great. And, you know, pedestrians are like, you know, they're shopping and you know, you do these side quests and it's so fun to do. And sometimes you get more attached to the characters and the side missions than you do the story mission. Like there was this girl, she had to sell cigarettes for her mom because, you know, her mom, you know, they don't have much money, so she goes and sells these cigarettes, and she's having a hard time and everything, and she gets attacked, and you know, I come back and find her, she's on the ground, so I go around and I'm helping her sell these cigarettes. I'm like, hey,
right,
dude, do you want to buy some cigarettes? Do you want to buy some cigarettes? It's great, it's awesome, and the food and everything, the eating. And the leveling up is just like a JRPG, like you would play like in Final Fantasy or like the old PS1 games back in the day. It's great. I didn't know the game was this deep.
So you would have got into the Yakuza games long before this.
You know? I go to bed.
When a game, a lot of people tell me that No Man's Sky is doing for this, the people I work with, friends and stuff, but they tell me like if a game like Yakuza is doing that to you, like you go to sleep and you're thinking about it and you're gone doing something and you're thinking like, man, I can't wait to get home and just play Yakuza or any game for that instance. If a game does that to you, that game is golden for you. Like, so don't let that pass you up. Spend as much time as you can.
It's so fun that I don't want to stop playing it. You know, like it's not one of those games where it's just, oh, it just has all story and the gameplay isn't fun. No, it's both ways. Like it's so fun to play. It's very intuitive. It's actually very easy to get into and play.
Right.
It's not like, you know, complex. It's not very complex at all.
Because when you explain it, it sounds very overwhelming. But, I mean, for me, it sounds like a game that I really would like.
It's not overwhelming at all. It's very
simplistic. Yeah, for other people, because, you know, there's so much to do in those games. So it can probably sound overwhelming to some people. But a good thing that there's a lot to do in those games, too. A nice variety of games.
Yeah, and you know what? Like I said, I wrote it earlier in the month on a PlayStation post. I was like, I'm glad that this month's PS4 game sucked for PlayStation Plus because that gives me more time to play Yakuza.
Nice.
Wow. Like, what an amazing game this is.
Enjoying it. Do you check anything else out?
I've been playing on PS4, but not like, you know, crazy hard like I have in PS3 the past couple of days, but I got it, you know, playing Madden a lot as of late because the football season is coming up soon, and you know, I got my custom roster, and the ratings that they gave my players are so low and insane and insulting. I had to give my own
ratings.
Ratings. Like, they gave Deshaun Jackson, like, a 78. I had to give him at least, like, a 91.
Yeah, he's
so,
not
that. You know, and Kirk Cousins was, like, an 80, and I had to boost him up to at least an 83, 84.
Yeah, 80, I think he's at least an 83, 85, somewhere in there. Yeah, once you mentioned it last night, you know, I was like, you know what? You know, preseason's kicking off. Been seeing a bunch of highlights and watching some of the games. And I've been getting in the football mood again, and I've been thinking about going back to my Opera football season mode that I just stopped playing. So I actually booted up Madden 16 last night, and I found a roster that I actually really, really good. And I started playing, since we're on the topic of this. And it was a good fought game, man. Like, the Texans really fought me well. And I went in overtime. It's weird,
the Texans,
they scored,
yes.
They scored the last
I
like,
almost lost to the
Yeah,
I almost the lost last, to the Texans.
Last few plays of the game, they ended up getting a field goal, tying it up. Some crazy plays. And then we just could not score. Or they ended up missing a field goal in overtime. So I got a chance, and I couldn't get down there. They intercepted the ball like right when I was able to get in field goal range, and it was just after that, they couldn't do anything. First game ever, my entire life of playing football games. Finally a tie. First one ever.
I've actually tied a couple times.
Oh, really?
That was yeah. My first tie was in 2K5.
2K5?
That was the first time I ever tied. That game had double overtime.
Yeah.
I tied in All-Pro Football as well, and I think I tied also in a Madden game.
Oh, really?
At one time.
Damn it. For me, that's rare, so...
Yeah, it is rare. It doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, it doesn't happen in reality much either. But I think last season, wasn't there like two games that ended in a tie? I can't remember during last year's season.
No, I think it was like maybe a couple of seasons ago.
Maybe a couple seasons. I can't remember.
Because that was when Cam Newton and the Panthers tied, and they went to the playoffs with a tied record. They were 9-8 and 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
No, actually, they were 8-7-1. But anyways, I'm gonna say make a crazy retardation statement here. I would rather play this game, Madden 16, right now than I would 2K5 or All Pro Football because it plays that good. Because
really,
you know,
I don't think so.
Passing. The passing is more up to date. It feels more like a passing game today because today's NFL games, it's basically, you know, pass first. It feels like a passing thing.
Pass first,
so,
yeah.
And it feels just like that today. So, you know, it feels like that in this game. So the passing and everything is way more in depth. And the passing animations as well. And when you go up to catch, it's maybe a little abused sometimes. It feels cheap because sometimes they'll pop off a long ball just out of ridiculousness. But it plays more up to date, and the whole presentation, it's probably not as good. 2K5 is starting to show its age after 10 years, but it still holds up well. But some of the audio is a little bit cheesy in 2K5, like on the sidelines where the coach is like, "Oh, nah, I can't believe it."
Right?
You know,
yeah.
Like they have like weird sound effects in 2K5.
Oh, you gotta remember though that was 2004. The sound effects were good, but voiceover stuff then and those type of games weren't hot at all.
Yeah, especially when they moved their mouths, it didn't match. Mm-hmm. But no, but like I would rather play this game over 2K5 now because uniforms are more updated. Just the passing is more fun to do. Right. It's more fun.
Well, the uniforms are a given, but
run the ball. I think 2K5 is still more fun to run the ball, but just passing wise, it's more fun to play.
Right, because 2K5 was a very run heavy type of game, and you relied on the run game.
And that was back when
the run game was
the bigger. League was based on that. That was back when the league was based on run the football first, and then if you have to pass, because it sets up the pass. Right. But now it's the opposite way around. I like the game a lot. I don't know.
That's good.
But there's still crazy, ridiculous things that are retarded, you know, about it.
Right.
I still think, you know, like the Madden 17, they're finally adding practice squads. Like, you can finally, like, seriously, it's what year, and you're just now adding this feature? It should have been right in there a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like practice squads. I want to be able to run preseason games and decide, oh, I want this guy to be on my practice squad. Oh, this guy makes the team. I got to kick this guy off the team. Like,
right, yeah.
I was never able to do that. And there's still no training camp in the franchise modes. Like, when you start your training camp, there's no training camp. I want to be able to work on my player stats.
Well, you can do that through the practice.
But there's no, like, cool drills like you can, like the mini game drills like you can in the PS2 Madden.
Well, they have mini games, but it sucks that it's limited to only a few drills. You can't, and everything else is simulated. I don't understand that. It's like there's some where you can play a D-back and you're running and protecting and you're knocking the balls down, or they have quarterback drills and you actually get to play. But once again, there's only like two or three drills and the rest are just simulated for you and add XP like an RPG, it's cool, but it would be so much better to actually play that, like, you know, and all that stuff.
Yeah. Some of the animations too don't really hold up that well in 2K5. Like, the running animations look all right now. They don't look as great as I originally thought.
Right.
So I think the animations and tackling and everything looks very well in 2K or in Madden. So the thing is too, like, I wish there was a Tony Bruno show in these Madden games.
Right.
Like, yeah. I mean, come on. Like, I loved the Tony Bruno show in Madden, you know, back in the day when I was a kid. And it's probably not going to be a Tony Bruno show ever, but a Stephen A. Smith show on a Madden game. Like, I would love a show on a Madden game, like, or even a Skip Bayless show,
right,
hearing Skip Bayless say ridiculous things about Tony Romo and how he's a bet. Like, I would love hearing that in a Madden game, because they used to have it back in the day. And it's
EA has the money. You know, come on now.
Yeah,
throw it at it. You know,
I know.
Madden has a big enough engine, it's a pretty enough game to where they could. I mean, they're
It's a pretty game, but I don't think that this game shows off what potentially what this game can do. It can look even better than the game looks now. I think that they're playing it safe. Like, hey, you don't have to spend all this money on, you know, graphics. We could just work on the gameplay, which, you know, is fine. I mean, the game, like, they're actually adding real-time ball physics in 17, which is nice. But, you know, it's showing improvements, you know, and the challenge system still sucks, you know, obviously.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But, you know, it has improvements. This is an improvement. This is the first Madden game I've owned since 09. And I hated 09. I hated 08. I hated 07. PS2 07 was good, but 360 07 sucked. But anyways, I'm going on way too long about Madden because we need to, like, get going here. So, yeah, screw my top. Screw really, my Madden.
Really, that's all. Hey, I'm glad you brought that up, though, because there's so many there's so many football games getting ready to come out this generation on the PS4. They have the Canadian Football League game that's coming out. It looks outstanding.
I don't know.
Oh no, it looks good.
Whew. It looks a bit rough.
The Canadian football. they just now showed gameplay. The gameplay looks good.
They finally have gameplay and, like, the animations.
Right.
Look fine and all.
Right.
I seen Ryan Moody when he first showed like the thing. He's like, these graphics look pretty good. I'm like,
of the Canadian Football League gameplay. So that is like the first time it's been shown. But there's another game, another football game they have it's for the simulation community. I mean, it doesn't, obviously it's not going to look as good as Madden, but it's for the simulation community. I'm glad these guys are taking on these projects and all these games like this are getting funded to do so, because we need more football games for sure. Like, whether they're professional or not, Canadian football would be cool, because I think that would be a nice different touch for once in the football genre. And then if we can get a good simulation game that's alternate to Madden, I think we need that as well too. I think we need that all for football this generation, whether it's one game or not. I think we still need a more variety when it comes to football.
I think it's safe to say that Joe Montana football is never coming out now, because it hasn't been mentioned at right. all. And
well, ever since they mentioned the mobile thing,
it's not going to be 16. It's going to be called 17. But do I really care anymore? Is the question. Right.
It's a mobile game anyway, so once they heard the reaction from people, I think they might not care as much anymore. Yeah. But anyways, is that all you've been playing?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't care either. It's a mobile game. I don't want to play a football mobile game. I want to play it on a console. Yeah,
not a mobile football game. So is that all you've been playing?
Pretty much. Yeah, that's aside from my long football Madden and Yakuza rant. I'm fine. Yes, I'm good.
Nice. I've been playing Resogun again on my Vita, and I'm stuck on the last level. It's not the one I was on before. It's a different one. I think this is the last one because there's no more trophies for the levels. But in the process of trying to beat this, it's on intermediate difficulty, so it's middle, but it is still ridiculous. Jesus Christ, this game is like so tough. So many enemies. But I've been getting a lot of rare.
So tough, but so fun at the same time.
So fun, yes. It actually, I did not know this, but when I was watching Digital Foundry with No Man's Sky, like the way they do their textures and stuff, it's not using pixels. It's something
totally different. Yeah, it's using something. Right. Actually, very interesting video.
Very interesting video. Yeah. Resogun uses the same technology, which is crazy. I didn't know that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So that is really cool. So I've been playing that.
By the way, I hate to interrupt you. but like, speaking of Digital Foundry, since we're on this, and I didn't talk to you about it this week, but did you see the GoldenEye 64 Digital Foundry video?
It was yes. Great. Yeah, it was great. But those games were total ass for the time. But oh, it's crazy because when you're a kid like that and you're having fun in those games, you don't think about frame rate.
You don't notice those bad things. You don't notice the choppiness.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. Very true. Yeah. So I've been playing that, having a good time. Even though I'm getting frustrated, it's still a game I keep wanting to go back to. Once I hit that, though, I'm probably going to delete it off my Vita. I just downloaded Siphon Filter, the original, on my Vita. I'm going to really try hard to go through that and finish it. And Zen Pinball, it's free to play, but I downloaded that because I never I like pinball games, and I remember
it's playing it. It's a fun game. I would play that more, but everything you have to buy in that game.
Right, like, yeah. So I maybe one of these days I might buy a couple
tables. You get one table and like 20, there's like 30 tables that you can buy. Right. And they look awesome. The graphics look amazing. Yeah. They look authentic to the actual tables.
Right.
Like, that's a fun game. And I was actually, back in the day, I was a big pinball player. Like,
yeah, yes. Well, remember that one all the PC games? Like, on the PC, they had, like, this...
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. That was, like, Windows 2000, Windows, like, XP, pinball game. That was great. You know what I loved? I loved NASCAR pinball. That was great. I got it on computer, like, a long time ago when I was a kid, like, in the 90s. It was great stuff. And in my personal favorite pinball game ever. It wasn't even a video game. It was an actual pinball machine that I had, and it was I don't have it anymore because I wish I still had it just so I could, you know, relive my childhood. But I had a Goosebumps pinball machine. It was awesome.
Nice.
Oh, it was great.
So the good thing is the Vita is something that's on the go. So I think that'd be the perfect game just to pick up and play a little bit here and there. Besides that, I played Tricky Towers, one of the PlayStation Plus games. Really like that game. Yeah. Man, that game is fun as fuck, especially online. Holy shit. It reminds me a lot of like Peggle a little bit when I used to play that online on the PS3. I really get that vibe when I play it. It has really goofy... Have you tried it yet, Garth?
I get a Jenga vibe,
actually. A Jenga? Okay. I get a Tetris
vibe. But I've played it. It was alright. I played it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. and that game is so challenging. Holy shit. Like, it gets tough. But the online is really cool. I would like to actually get a few people together and play that sometime. It's so good. Yeah, I like it a lot. I didn't think I would, but I do. Played that. What else did I play? A lot of Riptide Renegade. I'm almost level 20, so almost got that trophy. And it's, you know what? I had like over $100,000 saved up in that game for my jet skis. And then I shit, I was like, oh shit, I didn't even realize I could switch to the other jet ski. That was actually better. But I was winning with one jet ski I had fixed out. I think it was the Praying Mantis or something like that. So I had that one. Just beat one of the, I think it's like the fourth boss. I can't remember. But then coming up on the last boss, I have three events left. So I'm going to try to get that game out of the way and maybe do a little bit of trophy hunting after that. Snag up some more trophies before I get rid of it. What else did I play? Some Rocket League, always as usual. That's like a ritual thing here now. Then Madden 16. Really, that's all I've been playing this week. All right, Garth.
Before we get on to the next we go on, I want to give a big shout out to Yules. I always used to like laugh at him, you know, and then not like make fun of him or anything, but I was just like, he plays Yakuza. That's weird, you know. Like I always, you know, never understood the appeal to Yakuza, and then I played it, you know, because that was a game that I didn't see much of. Like I just seen it, and I realized it wasn't English. And I was like, I don't really want to play. But shout out to Yules. I apologize. I will never second guess you again.
Well,
When you recommend me a game, I will go out and I will play it, and I will probably enjoy it because you have great taste in games.
He does have good taste in video games. Yeah. Big cheeky as well. I was gonna add something onto that, but I cannot remember. So the last Yakuza's I played was like 1 and 2. That's been PS2 days. Yeah. That's been a long time ago.
And right. I wish they would put it on the PlayStation Store.
Right, yeah, that would be nice. They're remastering the original. Okay. All right, guys, you know what time it is. It's time for the topic of the week, PlayStation and pizza. We do this every week. We take turns. Me and Garth switch back and forth. My turn this week. So that being said, it was a good topic. It's actually news as well. So if you want to stick around for that, that would be nice. All right, Nordic Games gets rebranded as THQ Nordic, has 13 unannounced projects mostly based on THQ IPs. Garth, you remember a while back I actually mentioned to you, I said Nordic bought the THQ name, and they said that eventually they would like to brand it on their game cases, but I didn't think they would take it this far. Holy shit. Like, okay, so THQ is back from the dead. It has arisen. THQ was actually one of my favorite devs for the longest time. They had that mid-tier game that was like, they would spend millions and millions of dollars on these games, but it really never hit that AAA for me. It was like AA games. They had some goofy games as well. They did have the Homefront games, which was once again not AAA, but it was, you know, I mean, the Homefront game, I should say, they had one of those. But anyways, THQ back from the dead, 13 unannounced projects from them, mostly based on THQ IPs. So, Garth, I wanted to ask you really quick, what IPs would you like THQ Nordic to actually bring back, since THQ is now back from the dead since Nordic Games?
Well, first of all, our topic a couple weeks ago, what publisher would you want to bring back? You can't say THQ now. You have to think of something else. So anyway.
No. What game from THQ library? No, yeah, because THQ, yeah, you're right. THQ is not dead now. So they are back. So you need to go back.
Yeah, because remember we had a couple weeks ago. Yeah, yeah. So now you have to think of another publisher, but that's for something else.
Right. And if you guys are viewing or listening right now, let me know what THQ title you would like to come back. I would love to hear your comments. All right. So I'm going to read it. It says, as a reminder, April 2013, Nordic Games acquired the rights to the following games: Darksiders, Red Faction, MX vs. ATV, Titan Quest, Supreme Commander, Frontlines. Frontlines would be cool. Frontlines, Fuel of War, whatever that was called back in the day. Stuntman, awesome. Juiced.
Oh yeah! Wow. I didn't know that they owned the Stuntman license.
I didn't know that either. And also, Destroy All Humans.
Oh yes, yes. That would be one of them right there. Destroy All Humans, Red Faction, and the Stuntman.
Oh, it's Stuntman.
Those are the three I would like to see come back.
Hello, Daniela, and then we also got Paragon. No, you didn't miss the Fallout talk yet. We actually haven't jumped into that. We're going to. Paragon's in here, Supernova.
Nice.
So what game would you say? You said Destroy All Humans, right?
Destroy All Humans.
Okay.
And I said Red Faction and Stuntman.
Red Faction.
Those are the three that I would actually like to have.
Okay, yeah.
I like those three.
It says, it looks like now the time is right. THQ Nordic will be at Gamescom 2016 to showcase several games. If you plan to attend, just head to Hall 8, C20, to find the following lineup. They have a game, Elix, The Guild 3, Spellforce 3, Darksiders, War Mastered Edition. I don't know if that's both of them together. That sounds interesting. Maybe it's
War Mastered Edition, that's the original Darksiders. The original Darksiders is actually remastered. So,
all right, we're back, right? Everything's good.
We're good.
I think we're good. We had some problems there.
Something happened.
Yeah. It's all good. I don't know. Google Hangouts sometimes hit or miss. That was a problem I haven't had before. That was something different. So,
yeah.
All right, but anyways, I was going on and on about, I mentioned Full Spectrum Warrior. I remember that game being pretty popular.
Oh, I forgot about that game. You know, I actually did not like that game.
You did not. Yeah, that game was a popular game. A lot of people talked about that when I was, you know, growing up and playing.
What I hated about that game is, like, not only that it was, you know, turn-based, but, you know, I didn't like the mechanics. I didn't think it flew very well.
Right.
It wasn't really easy pick up and play. But the worst part about that game is that soul dies one time. Doesn't matter who it is, your mission ends. It's not one of those type of games where can you possibly go on with, you know, this many soldiers left. You know, like, it's so stupid. I hated that game.
a lot of people really enjoyed it because, you know, the realism and stuff like that. And I think it was ahead of its time, but I wasn't the biggest fan of it. But I know a lot of people liked it. Obviously, the reason I like Nordic so much is because of Darksiders. I love those games absolutely. They're like some of my favorite games. They're God of War, Zelda mix, kind of in there. And so the developers hate people saying that because that was something they weren't going for. They're trying to go for something of, you know, kind of on their own like ideas, but it still hits home with Zelda.
Sometimes you can't help but take, you know, maybe not take ideas, but give someone others opinion on another game because it reminds of them. Sometimes you can't just help for that to happen, because
right.
Every game is right. inspiring off something else.
Very true, very true. So yeah, Garth, really quick before that was my topic of the week, THQ Nordic. Nordic brings back THQ name back from the dead. They did buy it when they had the auction for THQ, which is cool. They slapped it on their name. It's the exact logo, the newer updated logo of THQ.
Honestly, I wish it was the old school one.
Well, they do own that, so who knows? Maybe we'll see.
The one where it was like THQ.
Right, but what if they do that, and then they just add it in with the animation? Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on them bringing it back from the dead? Is it excitement for you?
Oh, no, yeah, that's great. Yeah,
I think it's great, too. So
I kind of wish someone would do that to Midway as well, but I think that's too late.
Too far and gone. Yeah,
it's a little too far and gone. That's, they've been gone for about 5 years now. So
here you go, Garth. Man, what if they brought back Acclaim?
No. that can rot, that can go fly a kite. I don't care.
The only thing that ever came out of Acclaim that was good, in my opinion, was the Burnout series, Criterion and all that.
Yeah. Did you ever play the Quarterback Club games from Acclaim?
Did I ever play what?
Did you ever play the NFL Quarterback Club games from Acclaim?
No, I didn't. I heard they weren't that good. And Paragon said he would love to get a Darksiders 3, and I think we will. And I think we're going to get the I cannot remember for the life of me, the female character for Darksiders that's in there with the other ones, the other characters. I know she's in there, and she has like some sort of whip thing, so that looks cool. Anyways, that was my topic of the week. I'm excited for this. Brings back a lot of nostalgia, THQ Nordic, which is really neat. And I can't wait to see that on their cases and in their games. So that's going to be awesome. And bringing back all these titles. So 13 unannounced games. I think we'll get a new Stuntman. All those games they mentioned. Nordic seems to be a lot bigger studio than expected, so which is really cool. And maybe we'll get a Destroy All Humans game, Garth, for this gen.
I do think that we are getting one. I think the developers spoke out on that. And
I think so too, all back.
Leaders of it and like to see it happen. So I do think that we would see that.
Yeah, I think so too. All right. That was my topic of the week. Garth, expect to hear from him next week. And then also at the end of the show, he has his greatest hits game of the week. We like to trade back and forth and do the whole thing and surprise one another with it and surprise you guys as well. All right, Garth, what do you say we get into the PlayStation news? All right. You got to do your own little thing. All right. Fallout. New Orleans.
Oh, man.
Set up for this. Fallout New Orleans, a trademark registered. Fallout New Orleans. This comes to give the website credit. PressStart.com. Australia came across this. Fallout New Orleans, trademark registered. Fallout New Orleans. They say New Orleans is the proper way of actually saying it, has been trademarked on the European Intellectual Property Office, which could suggest that Bethesda and more specifically Obsidian could be working on a follow-up to widely successful Fallout 4, while this isn't confirmed, it's credible like that Bethesda will create a follow-up to Fallout 4, as they did with Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas, which had a 2-year gap in release. This is expected, especially with Fallout 4 selling as well as it did. They didn't even, I mean, they kind of expected it to sell well, but I think it... So, Garth, I know you're a bigger Fallout fan than I am. So, with this,
what do you think about New Orleans? What's funny, I was actually, you know, considering that in my head, I was like, you know, it'd be great one day if they made a New Orleans Fallout game, because New Orleans just feels like it's one of those games that should be in a, because and no offense to the state of New Orleans, but like you know, because like we had Katrina, which sort of looked like Fallout a little bit, you know. So like if we got Fallout now, and you know, New Louisiana, the whole state kind of looks like a muggy, because it's like a swampy type of state or like area, so it kind of has like a hazy foggy looking type of state.
The swamps can get a lot of cool monsters too. Maybe there can be
a I don't want mutated crocodiles, please. No.
Well, why not mutated crocodiles?
Those things would be scary. Like Amar, I always get scared when I see a Deathclaw or a Cazador. I don't want to be scared when I see a crap my pants when I see a mutated crocodile, which is
maybe he walks on his hind legs. Yeah, that would be cool. I can see that.
I think that New Orleans is perfect. Now I don't know what factions they would bring in, like the Brotherhood of Steel. They can't bring out the NCR, unfortunately, because that's my favorite faction. But they could bring some other brand new factions, which is
be a little creative. Obsidian is always does the job.
because they are the original creators of the original Fallout games. So this is only making sense. Now, if I had to, you know, tell Obsidian to do something, and they would, if I was the boss and they did everything on my word, I would have them take out the voice companion, the voice and the voice of your protagonist having a voice, and the third person perspective, and with the more giving more me more in-depth dialogue, where it's not just like okay, and then it says oh okay yeah I'll meet you there, and then you're like oh well I didn't want him to say that because he was going to say that. I hate games today like no I don't hate
so
games
more choices
today,
and
hate,
more variety is what you're saying.
Yeah, and a more in-depth level up system. Like Bethesda, they really lowered the ball when it came to leveling up in Fallout 4. Like, when you leveled up in Fallout 3 and in New Vegas, like, it was so much more fun because you could equip the points when you leveled up and put them to your abilities, and you can get each, you know, you can get each category stronger each you progress. They didn't have any of that. It felt more like a Borderlands level up system where you just increase, you have more health and you choose a perk each time.
Right.
But like I didn't like that way that they chose, that they went. I thought that was, you know, I thought it was kind of poorly executed. The gameplay and everything was at its best. Everything was mechanically wise and everything. I don't think they would have a problem with that at all. I think that they could.
Okay, well, what I was a lot more really quick. Dal said sewer alligators, and then Paragon said, "Imagine a Deathclaw alligator hybrid in New Orleans."
Yeah, that would be cool. That'd be intense. That'd be cool, but it would be kind of scary too.
Oh, it'd be, yeah. That could be terrifying. So we see a lot of games kind of capture the New Orleans kind of a vibe. We seen one of the first games I seen kind of try to do it was Infamous. Infamous 2. They kind of did a setting like that. And what was the actual title? They didn't even use New Orleans. What was that in that game? I cannot remember for the life of me the location.
I don't remember.
But they tried to feed off that. And then we also got Mafia 3 coming out this October, which New Bordeaux, New Orleans, you know, they just kind of rename it in different locations and all that, which sort I think like, the setting for that is perfect.
You know what? Like, this is my question about Mafia 3. I know this isn't a topic about Mafia 3.
Yeah, right.
I know the Mafia is all about Italians. It's always been about Italians.
Yes.
Why is there
and Italians
a black guy?
Are a big, heavy portion of the game, if you've been paying attention.
but why is there, like, a black guy as a leading character when he's not
Italian?
Well,
you got to realize that Mafias were more than just Italian, especially in those times. So... But you have to play the game, man. Yeah, I'm sure y'all just have to play the game.
Yeah, yeah. Because so. I'm just confused on why there's a black protagonist. Nothing against that. I'm just saying, like, it's kind of confusing when you think of a mafia game. You don't see.
Yeah,
you think of Italians.
True. Yep, that's the first thing that came to my mind too. But we'll have to wait and see. It looks really good, though, man. And that game looks really good. Topic: Fallout New Orleans. If there is a possibility that Obsidian is doing this, which I think is so. I think the setting will be great. I think they could do all kinds of good things with this. Creative ideas, like we talked about monsters and factions and stuff like that. Is there anything, before we move to the next topic, Garth, that you would like to see improved in a Fallout game that you think Obsidian that can do better than just Bethesda alone?
How about just make it like New Vegas? just like bring back whatever bring back whatever you took back, you know, you took out, like the repairing your guns and stuff, bring that back,
right?
You know, so
yeah, I liked that. I really did. And when I started playing Fallout 4, I was just like, it's not here. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, just do what the original Fallout team does best. I mean, it's not really. I can't really think of anything that
you guys heard it from, you know, one of the bigger Fallout fans that I do know,
and not forced on those stupid building and stuff. I wasn't a fan of that at all.
Okay. All right.
And take out the stupid HUD for the the power suits, the power armor. I didn't like the HUD for the power armor. I wish it would blend in just like the other power armor stuff. I wish the HUD would look the same. Okay. When I'm in the power armor, that, you know.
Okay, so little small things like that. I'm sure you know they'll do a great job, but we'll have to wait and see what happens. And if this even is true, but so take it with a grain of salt. It's all speculation right now. So Fallout New Orleans, possibility. We'll see what happens. All right, Garth, one of the bigger news, the second topic of the show, not topic of the show, but the second biggest news topic of the show, I would say, that'd be the PS4 system software 4.0 will feature folders, UI refresh, and more. We've heard a lot about this. And we've kind of been going back and forth in the comments on our Facebook page talking about what is coming. And this is one of the more exciting updates this generation, just because they're bringing you know, the UI refresh, which was something you predicted. We talked about a while back. Yeah. It says, we've made a lot of adjustments to improve the PS4's main user interface. That includes some changes you may notice right away, like the new system backgrounds and revised What's New tab, a smaller changes like updated pop-up notifications and redesigned system icons as a whole. It adds up more refined, easy and use AI and noticeable right away. The overall look and feel of the UI remains the same. It just has a fresh coat of paint. If you guys have seen the screenshots, which we did post in our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/gamercade, you guys can go check out, or the PlayStation blog, they talk about the 4.0 update.
I actually have more screenshots. I'll post here in a little bit.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I have a few as well. I'm not sure if people have seen that in the group anyways. But it's cool. They have like a quick menu that pops up in the game on the left-hand side. Reminds me of if you own an Xbox One.
The like Blaze.
Slightly, yeah. I can see that. But now they kind of have like, I don't know how you call it, like popping up another window or whatever, snapping into the window is what they say. Kind of reminds me of that. But it is cool that you're kind of still in the game or you can see what's going on. Doesn't take you out of the experience. Like, you have the game you're playing, sounds and devices are right there, online friends, power, online status, favorites, groups, my communities, and customize, all right there. So, you know, when you hold the PS button down, it's like all this blue window pops up, takes you right out of the experience. I don't like that. Also, if you want to change a song from...
Especially if you're in the middle of a cutscene and your headset's too loud, oh, I got to turn it down.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the cutscene is still going on. Yeah.
It takes you out of the game. And all this. That's one thing I do like about Xbox One's interface is kind of, if you do want to check something out, the window, you know, it gets minimized and it's right there and you can check something out or, you know, vice versa. But this is going
to
be nice.
The share features also changed. If you go to the share stuff, it pops up on the side.
Yes, like that. I was going to mention that because now you can actually customize that bar. Whatever you want, you can customize it to your liking. If you want your communities there, your friends, your messages, whatever, which is good. Kind of reminds me of the phone I actually have. Has something similar to that. You can have a tab and multiple windows open, which is really cool.
You know what else they have? They have they made the background for the PS4 all plain now. There's no like little cool things like floating in the background. Now it's just the sparkly glitter that sprays all over the place, like on the PS3.
Like on PS3. So I wonder if you can change back to the one we have now, the basic one, which I'm
probably
sure
can. I'm guessing you can, because on PS3 you can. There's a classic and a original. So.
You know what I liked on the PS3 was they had original black background with the sparkles. And when they had more updates, they took the complete black out. Like, you could choose, like, a grayish color. And they had similar to black, the black shade. But they took
you can kind of do black on you can kind of do black on PS4.
Right.
If you take off the, if you make the, if you take out the, if you filter the coloring, it actually
looked a little black.
It looks black. If you take the gray background and take the filtering and mess around with it, it's black.
I'll have to try that. The quick menu says, as you know, pressing and holding the PS button, your DualShock 4 brings up a quick menu, which we were talking about. Overhaul this menu to make it faster and easier to use. One big change is that now the menu only covers a portion of the screen, like we were talking about, meaning you don't need to leave gameplay entirely. We've added several new items to the quick menu, letting you quickly get info without having you go back to the home screen. You can now see the online status of your friends, which is good, because I don't want to have to back out, go to my friends, scroll down, find you. If you changed your name, it's going to be even more difficult. because you like to change your name a lot. But with Behind Blue Eyes, your real name thing, you're like right there at the beginning, which is nice. So that's good. You can now see all access to your friends, shortcuts to quickly access your party, favorite groups, communities, and more. You can also customize the quick menu, removing or adding items as you see fit, which is good. And then the share menu, which is great. Like you're saying, you could add your broadcast right there, or your share. You have your video clips, your screenshots, your start, share play, which is good, broadcast gameplay, save screenshot, sharing, and broadcast settings, all right there, ready to go. So, which is good. If that's something that's fit to you, then you're good to go. Also, the folders and library organization seemed like one of the biggest ones, is something people are asking for. What do you think about the folders, Garth? Is this something you were looking forward to?
I predicted it. I wanted a folder system, so yeah, it can make things
cleaner. Well, I remember you predicting some UI stuff, but I remember we did talk about folders, which I wonder if we're going to be able to
can make things more clean. That way, I can put all the junk and stuff in one big folder, and I can put all the stuff that I use, like shooters and racing games and all that stuff.
Right. Yeah, which is going to be because
all in separate folders.
If you have like a 2 terabyte hard drive and you have so many games downloaded, you're going to be going from left to right depending on how often you play those games, because you know the most recent game you do play is all the way to the left, and so you're going to scroll all the way down through there. So this is going to be nice to see that. It's going to be good. So folders and libraries organized. You can do that to however you like. Organize whatever games. There's even going to be folders, which sounds kind of confusing because there's content you don't have downloaded. You can throw those into folders too. They really
didn't. Yeah, like you can put them. I think you can actually hide them now, or you may be able to hide them, hopefully.
Right, and adding changes to the library. A specific.
Also, content, if you go nice. To your also if you go to your profile, you can put a banner up now.
Right.
Like
well,
on Facebook,
I was going to get to it, but yeah you can do that, which is one of my favorite features. These two next two are going to be mine. The trophy improvements. This update brings the ability to view trophies offline. You'll see a new offline mode option, like we did eventually get on the PS3. In your option, if your system is unable to connect to the network, letting you view your entire trophy collection without an internet connection. We've also added a button that will let you view the content of a hidden trophy. The trophy will still be hidden by default, but you can now choose to show the trophy name and info, which is going to be really nice, to be honest, because I got tired of looking up trophies online for hidden trophies. That shit always sucks. So it's cool. It gives some info, but it doesn't really quite give away too much. Lastly, we're changing the icon that shows how rare... This is for you, Garth. Lastly, we're changing the icon that shows how rare a trophy is instead of 4 boxes that fill. Icon looks like a pyramid with the ultra rare trophy at the top.
Okay.
So it's kind of giving you a symbol. How do you say it? Like a symbol of completion instead of like the 3 or 4 little dots, depending on how rare.
The 3 or 4 dots is kind of lame.
It is, yeah. I'd like to see some little cool symbol like the triangle thing they're talking about. So symbols for different rarities, like rare, ultra rare, very rare, whatever, a common, you name it. Last feature, and my favorite feature, is the user profiles. Once again, I think they're taking out of the Microsoft cookie jar, putting in theirs, because it's very similar to the profiles we got now.
Adding
backgrounds, images, well, the top of your page, kind of like customize your own profile, which is nice.
I wonder how that works now.
Screenshots.
Is it basically just your screenshots, or can you get images?
You can use any image that I know of.
Yeah, pretty much like, I would just go on like Google Images, copy the image, and then put it as my background. You know,
some Pornhub image.
No.
Get banned. Some big old boobies up there. I'm just kidding with you. User profiles. Says we've updated the look of user profiles, making it easier to see relevant info for a player at a glance. An instant, you can now see your trophy progress compared with other players right from their profile. You can also add a background image to your own profile, perhaps a screenshot you took in one of your favorite games, just for instance. The update has even more features that won't be available in the beta, so stay tuned to additional info on what to expect. We'll be back with more information, they say, on the PlayStation blog 4.0, including its launch date in the coming weeks. So if you guys want to check out more of that, we've already posted in the facebook.com/group/gamercade Facebook group. You guys can go check that out, or to go to the PlayStation blog. That's blog.us.playstation.com. and you guys can check that out. It's like one of the top topics up there. So any other features you're looking forward to, Garth, that aren't mentioned?
There was like a notification thing on there. Now, when they said the notifications, can we change the color to those to that notification bar?
Oh, well, I didn't see anything on that, but that's something you would want is a notification color.
Yeah.
Instead of just black and white, which is kind of annoying. I do like that on Xbox One, how you can change the colors of your entire dashboard, which same thing with notifications.
You can also post videos to Twitter up to like 190 seconds now.
Seconds on Twitter. Yeah, that's right.
Instead of 10 seconds. I wish it was longer. I wish it was like 5 to 10 minutes. Because Twitter now, if you go on Twitter, there's like 5-10 minute long videos now.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's easily capable of it. I mean, I think it'd be fair, but I don't.
I see some videos on Twitter, but not that much, and usually they're not too long. But that would be nice though. To 190 seconds is okay, but like, yeah, I'd like to see more as well. All right, guys, what features would you like in PlayStation firmware 4.0? Let us know in the comments. You can tell us now, and we'll reply back and let you guys know what we think. Anyways, I'm gonna go ahead and move on. I can sit here and talk about firmwares all day. Big news.
I hope me and you get into the beta. So
yeah, like we did last time. Yeah, which we gave our feedback and stuff like that. If you guys already listened to PlayStation Pizza, that's been, I want to say, like episode 11 or you know, something like that. We're at episode 20. Guys, you know we're big co-op fans when it comes to Naughty Dog. Naughty Dog expected to announce the Uncharted 4 co-op release date soon. Naughty Dog expects to announce it sometime in the near future. So just take it with speculation because who knows when it's coming. They did announce the kind of their rollout plan for their DLC, but honestly, I don't think it's worked too well. It's like we played the other night and we didn't even get the new map, did we? Did we get the new map? I don't think we got it once.
Brett said you guys did because he was like, flooded. He said it's
flooded. Oh, okay. Maybe once.
He's like, is flooded ruins the new map? And I was like, yeah. Because you guys played at least one map.
I think
one map before before I joined.
It had been a while since I played Uncharted 4 anyway. So
I got one of the DLC guns.
Oh, nice. Okay, so you got that in one of your vanity chests?
I got the copperhead, I got the arrowhead. Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. Dallas, you said new UI. Yeah, we're getting some new UI stuff, which is going to be nice. Hopefully...
With sparkly glitter on the
interface. The glitter, so. I don't mind, really quick going back to that. I don't mind the XMB stuff like going up and down. It's kind of old school. I've always liked the XMB stuff. So, but who knows? We'll see what happens. Maybe they'll adjust.
I like up and down.
Yeah, so Naughty Dog undoubtedly had a great launch for Uncharted 4. A thief saying it's crazy to believe it has been 3 months since its release. Uncharted 4 did not release with a co-op. With co-op though, in fact, it still is not part of the game yet. Naughty Dog promised it would be. It's going to be that when that does come out though. It's going to be one of my biggest gripes about the game. I wish there was co-op from the get-go. The other two did have it, like you were talking about them stripping out content and eventually
and a bunch of other stuff too, you know, like emblem creator more in-depth customization to your characters, like changing the color shirts and everything, but it doesn't really have any of that in this game, but
we'll see what happens. I mean, maybe we can add our emblems to our guns like before, or our shoulder or something. And I mean, there's going to be a lot more added to it. With them taking content out at the beginning is going to give a little bit more life over time to this game, which I think throwing everything in at once can make the game die down a lot faster. So we'll see. Who knows? They might even add more depending on how the game is sold. Great. It's the fastest selling PlayStation 4 title to date. Fastest PlayStation titles selling like in its time span anyways, the fastest. So, exclusive anyways. Yeah. So that being said, we'll probably see a lot more out of it. That was just a little quick bit of news I thought I'd tell you guys. All right, next little quick bit of news that I have. No Man's Sky is the second fastest selling PS4 game ever. In the UK, that is. Fastest selling PlayStation 4 game. UK audience is huge anyways. So that being said, No Man's Sky is going to sell no matter what. That game's so hyped. It doesn't even matter at this point. It's one of those games that got so hyped, it's hurting from its own hype. It's living from its own hype. It's got a 70 on Metacritic, so it's doing fair and doing well. But this game is going to sell no matter what. Everybody knows that, so that's no surprise to me. Let's see. Next, we got 2K announces the 2K17 features. I'm a big WWE fan. So are you. We're the big wrestling fans in general. 2K Yucks have what? Go on. What did you say?
I'm not falling in for this hype for this game.
Oh, I know. I always do every time. But yeah, there's. Let me see. The Creation Suite. 2K Creation Suite enables WWE Universe to customize, build, and share their own unique WWE superstars, arenas, entrances, shows, and more, which you could do before.
Why are they announcing it again?
Right. We added new creation features as well as focusing on depending and providing even more options for existing creation features. For example, we added many more parts, more adjustment options, and elements like body, hair, all of which add to the game's massive set of customization options. We also had a full highlight replay system, which allows players to receive record video highlights from their matches. The video content can be used in a new creation video feature, which is funny because this reminds me of Madden, for instance. Like, they take features out, they bring them back. Did you play, like, 2011 or any of the other games that had the replay editor where you can make your own entrance video?
I never even knew that they did. No, I never knew that.
Yeah, so they're just bringing it back. But that is cool, because if you want to download, let's say, for instance, Aaron Rex, Damian Sandow, for instance. Let's say you want to download him in 2K17, and they want an entrance video. Somebody makes it spot onto his, but in-game, with it, the character, and then throw it up there, which is going to be nice. Or somebody from another company, you know, Lucha Underground or anywhere, maybe they'll have something, you know, that suits that character a little bit more. We'll have to wait and see. Also, Showcase Mode is not going to be there this time. So we won't have anything focused on that. But Brock Lesnar is on the cover. He
it
also
was poorly executed anyways. The career.
Yeah, I think it was a missed opportunity, to be honest. I think they could have done so much more with the career instead of doing the showcase. So, and like we said, Universe Mode is going to be more customized now, have a little bit more story options and stuff like that, which is something I would definitely like to see. My career, they're going to incorporate new promo engine, which is going to be cool. I wonder how that's really going to work. It really doesn't say. So superstars can express themselves to WWE Universe and also call out or respond to other WWE superstars. Backstage interviews with Renee Young take on a whole new dimension with our new backstage brawling gameplay. Now more than ever, how a player competes, reacts, what is said, and even what attire is worn can make a difference in a superstar's journey through the WWE. At some point, players are also likely to come face-to-face with Brock Lesnar and his advocate, Paul Heyman. What happens when you confront by his imposing duo, with this imposing duo, will greatly shape a player's future career growth in the WWE. Also, we know that there's going to be not only Brock, but Goldberg as well. So I'm sure that there's going to be something possibly in there that we can see.
Yeah.
Maybe in the career mode. Also, he's a bonus as well, pre-order. Anyways, you're not getting hyped on this at all? After all these years, we kind of got screwed over.
No, I don't like the thing is that the gameplay is just isn't it doesn't play like I would want.
Right. So, do you want it more arcadey like before, or do you want even more simulation?
No, I want it more arcadey.
Well, you're gonna hate this because they said that they're gonna get.
I want it to play. I want it to play like. Simulation. I want it to play like. Or Here Comes the Pain.
Right.
Fast paced. It's also.
Got some realism, but not too real.
It doesn't need commentary, because commentary in wrestling games don't work. They're not inspiring. It's not immersive. It actually hurts the game. They need to put the music in the middle of the games during the matches again.
That's true. I honestly like that.
I miss that better.
Yeah, because it's so bland. You hear the commentary, and it's like even in the first game that actually had commentary was SmackDown. Shut your mouth. Right? Not shut your mouth. No, it was the one before that. It was
Just Bring It.
Just Bring It. Yeah, and they even had the music too. So yeah, if you didn't hear the commentary, they had those as well. So I also forgot.
You could turn off the commentary.
I started
and have
playing
the music only.
I started playing SmackDown 2 No Your Role again, and No Mercy this week. Yeah. I meant to tell you that. So I've been playing those on emulators. I need to record. Yeah. I need to record that and post it here on our YouTube channel with my reactions and stuff to those older games. Had fun though. So features out. I don't know. It's really, to be honest, like you said, bring some of the older gameplay elements back. Less simulation would be nice, but they said they're thriving for more simulation.
I feel like I feel like the series is just trying too hard. You know, it's not trying to be fun. It's trying to be like too edgy and cool. And I think that's just not. I feel like that's the case for a lot of these developers today.
Yeah.
So you know, they're trying too hard to be edgy and cool, yeah. And these wrestling games just aren't that fun. I play them. I'm just like, yeah, you know what? This is fun and all, but like, kind of bored of it all.
Yeah, exactly. He gets so bored so fast. Like when I go to my career, I'm like, I do a couple matches. I'm like, oh man, it's just the same thing over and over.
You know what?
Like, there's nothing else.
It's weird because I don't know if you feel this way, because the 2K games and even the, you know, the 11 and 12, the slower paced wrestling games.
Yeah.
They have this weird feel. Like it feels like I'm lagging or something because the gameplay is so slow. It doesn't feel very responsive. So it just the animation monkey, they look slow and stiff. And
yeah.
I hate the stamina feature. I think it's that's one of the worst features you could add in a fight.
If you can, allow us to turn it completely off, please. Let us customize our playstyle. So that would be something I would really like.
I hate
to
the stamina feature. It's so stupid.
You know what, Garth? This deserves the sad trombone. The sad trombone, because usually during the show, there's like some topic we bring up. Then it really doesn't fit our style, so I gotta get to it.
And so, seriously, when you watch a wrestling match, wrestling matches are fixed.
Yeah, right.
They don't ever get like, oh man, I'm so tired. I gotta squat down first before I do this move.
Right.
Like, that's why they have the submission holds during the matches to rest. So that should be there should be no stamina at all whatsoever.
Right. Exactly. Like,
I've never been a fan of it.
I'm not either. It's definitely horrible for sure. All right, let's see. Next topic, since we're on.
Let's just hope for the best for that game, I guess, right? Let's just hope for the best. But,
right. Sony's event is coming up this September, the PlayStation meeting. There's been a few speculations of a few things happening. Possible new iteration of the Vita, supposedly, also as well. Like a 3000 type model and a price drop as well. But still not sure on that. That's just rumor and speculation. The next one, the bigger one, is Rockstar could be at the PlayStation meeting. But there isn't exact proof yet. But they think this is going to happen from leftover stuff from E3 that didn't get to happen. A lot of people thought that was going to be the last game. Supposedly it was rumored that a Red Dead 2 type of game or a new Red Dead game, not just Redemption, but a new Red Dead game shown at the end of the E3 press conference, but got cut off because of the tragic events that had just happened, like terrorist attacks and stuff. They didn't want to show any of that for some reason. That is just rumored as well, not 100% concrete. But said, oh dear, the internet loves a good unsubstantial rumor. Or inbox exploded earlier today after so-called industry insider Tidux. He's Tidux. That's how you say it. He's came up with rumors and speculations before that actually had come true. So people kind of rely on his rumors or something he's heard along the industry. Anyways, he posted a cryptic tweet with a couple of emojis suggesting that Rockstar may make an appearance at the next month's PlayStation meeting press conference, despite somehow earning himself a track record as someone in the know. It's worth stressing that Tidux has made a string of inaccurate predictions over the years. He doesn't know any more than you do. But then again, he hasn't posted anything in a while. This coming out of nowhere, and then it getting kind of announced by Sony and then invites going out. Maybe it's time that he does say something, you know, so who knows? Garth, if Rockstar does come, do you want a new IP? Or do you want a new Red Dead game? Because I know you love Red Dead Redemption.
Such a tough game. I love Rockstar in general. I mean, it's such a tough question. But
right.
I would probably say I would want Red Dead, but I wouldn't mind seeing a new IP either.
Right.
You know? Or not even that. I wouldn't even mind seeing a just any old IP come back.
Okay.
So, you know, I think GTA 5 is that's going to be the game that people go back to for the next 5 to 10 years, because see a GTA game. I don't think we'll see a GTA game for the next 5 years. So, I think we'll see either Agent or Red Dead.
Agent or Red Dead, okay. Yeah, we'll wait and see. I really don't know what to say at this point, because we've heard kind of so much at this point about Red Dead Redemption 2. You know, that's a speculation. People want that, but I know we're not going to get Redemption 2. It's going to be just another Red Dead game.
Red Dead Rebellion. That's my prediction of the day.
Prediction, okay. Well, you've been right lately, so we'll have to see how that goes. All right, that's it really for the news, Garth, that I have this week. So, that being said.
So tell me, what can I get at the store this week? If I want to go get a game, what can I get at the store? At the digital store and the mom and shops and all that stuff.
So you came to the right place, obviously. You're here, PlayStation Pizza. You're part of it. You know, every week we do the announcement of the upcoming PlayStation games, digital and retail, all that good stuff. Really quick, I'm going to read a couple of future announcements coming out soon. Destiny the Collection announced, Rise of Iron PS exclusives are also detailed in that. These are all read from the PlayStation blog, so if you want to know all the exclusives that are coming to that, go click on that. It's the actual first announcement on the blog. Spellslinging Adventure 9 Parchments is coming to PS4 as well. Let's see, one of my favorite things. I've been anticipating this for a while, but Killing Floor 2 is finally getting a release date on PS4.
And what's the release date?
November 18th. So a holiday game.
Nice. Game. Perfect.
Yeah. And I've been dying to play Killing Floor 2. Haven't played it on my PC.
I hope it performs good on PS4. I really hope it does.
Oh yeah, same here for sure. All right, Garth, you played Grow Home. You played that game. You enjoyed it.
I love that game. I beat it.
Okay. That game is created by one of my favorite developers because of the Driver series.
Yeah.
So, that being said, Grow Up, the stylish suits of Grow Up, launches August 16th.
Really happy that game
got a sequel. This is getting a sequel. So,
very happy that game got a sequel.
It done well enough on PlayStation Plus, I'm guessing?
It's very fun and very good. I beat the first one and I definitely got to play this one as well.
Right. You know, I got caught up in it. I did touch that game for a little bit. Oh, that didn't sound right. But I did play that game for a while, and then I just moved on. So, I mean, it was interesting. It was unique for sure, but it wasn't, like, right away, like, something that grabbed me. But it was cool, though. Farming Simulator 17, October 25th, features trains and pigs. Interesting. Okay. Let's get into the drop for the weekly releases, Garth. You were asking about that, so let's go ahead and do that. Let's do that right now.
Yeah.
Let me get a drink of my water, because it's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
So all right.
We are sponsored by that water, so we had to get the sponsor.
Jesus. Yeah, we're sponsored by water, the essence of life. All right, guys. All right, let's get the new release is for August 16, 2016, which is today now, because we're doing the podcast so late in the evening. A lot of people were complaining about this game. It's a mobile game. I honestly think it's the stupidest shit. Anyways, Adventure Capitalist comes to PS4 Digital. Start with a humble lemonade stand and squeeze your way to a total physical domination. Earn ridiculous sums of cash, diversify your investments, and attract snarmy angel investors to give your business a boost. And the best part is, Adventure Capitalist can even play itself. Start your rags to riches adventure now. And it's a click game. Click this, click that, click this, click that, click this, click that. So it's a touch game on mobile, like touch, touch, touch. And it's honestly the dumbest shit they can bring to PS4. Next game is a famous board game that everybody would like to play. Is Battleship is coming. PS4 Digital. With a modern dynamic.
Battleship? Like an online battleship?
I'm going to get into that. I'm not sure yet, but with a modern dynamic and interactive 3D board, which is cool, because Monopoly was actually pretty fun. Battleship brings a classic franchise to a new
Uno
level.
So Uno and Battleship in the same week? Yeah.
Oh my god. All right, yeah. With a modern, dynamic, and interactive 3D board, Battleship brings the classic franchise to a new level for memorable experiences. Deploy your fleet and shoot your opponents to grid. Opponents grid to find and destroy enemy ships.
I'm gonna have to get that. That's badass. Yeah,
and love the classic mode as well, or get more tactical in brand new ways to play with Clash at Sea mode. Maybe Clash at Sea is the online component of the game.
That's awesome. I gotta get that. I love the Battleship. It's one of my favorite games.
I love Battleship as well. It's simple to play, and it has a little strategic to it as well, strategy.
And it has a great concept as well.
You know, right,
It's ships, and you could shoot at them. And, oh, man, it's awesome.
And if you're an indie gamer and you like indie games myself, it's a great time to be there and have these great indie experiences that are rolling out this summer. The next game is Bound. It's a PS4 digital repair, a broken world through a beautiful dance, developed exclusively for PS4. Bound combines a unique visual style with a powerful story and gameplay mechanics infused with modern dance. As the game progresses, the introspective story unfolds through powerful metaphor and imagery, adding emotional depth to protagonist's journey. So it looks cool. I mean, the art style looks cool to it. I mean, it's another indie game, but it definitely seems like it's very inspiring, such as Journey or Abzu. Stuff like that. So, next game, Dungeon Punks Tag Team Brawler RPG. This time it's actually coming out for Vita. So if you own it on PS4, it's cross-buy, so you'll have both. Dungeon Punks PS Vita digital cross-buy with PS4 version. Dungeon Punks is a fast-paced action RPG with a unique tag team fighting system. Recruit 6 mutant heroes from Werewolf Spellcasters, Lizard Man Warrior, and battle in 12 stunning areas with epic boss battles. This game looks really good. I'd love to play this game, to be honest. Next, F1 2016, which looks good. I like the career mode stuff they're adding. F1 2016 PS4 digital retail out on 8/19. Create your own legend in F1 2016. Get ready to go deeper into the world of the most prestigious motorsport than ever before. Work with your agent, engineer, and team to develop your car in the deepest ever career experience, spanning up to 10 seasons. Holy shit, that's pretty long. Another good game. That you're looking forward to, I know, is Grow Up, the original Grow Home. It's a sequel to that. Bud, an adorable yet clumsy, stumbling, tumbling robot, spaceship wreckage scattering across an entire planet of abundant alien flora and thrusting star planets. A distant moon with your spacecraft's beating heart, yearning to the rescued, a fantastical acrobatic adventure in a world that's as challenging as it is beautiful. Welcome to Grow Up.
That game got a sequel fast, didn't it? I mean, it feels like Grow Home just came out.
Now, obviously, it reminds me of how we're talking
take
about
as long
the,
to make.
Yeah, but, the mesh textures we were just talking about earlier in Resogun and No Man's Sky.
It reminds me of No Man's Sky.
Right. So it speeds up development using stuff like that. So I'm wondering if maybe it wasn't too much of a difficult of making this game. Huntsman Winter's Curse is PS4 digital only, as I see right now. Winter is fast approaching as Queen Freya's army marches relentlessly beneath the shadow that deadly war Elizabeth's life on her family, her family's farm in Verdhelm, comes to an abrupt end. Join her to find her missing brothers as you explore the Huntsman's universe and encounter both familiar faces and new dangers, all while discovering the secret Elizabeth herself carries in this wintry adventure. Next game we got is Inversus. PS4 Digital. Inversus is a minimalist action strategy shooter with 1-4 friends. Player movement and constrained to opposite colors of a black and white grid. My walls are your paths, and your walls are my paths. Total mindfuck right there. Each shot flips tile colors and an empty... Hold on. An attempt to block, trap, and close in an enemy. Firing a bullet opens up a path for you while also closing off a path for me. Both online and local couch co-op are supported. Fight for high scores and ever-changing board. That sounds interesting. It looks like a very pixel type game, old school style. Soulbrain Knight of Darkness. This looks like an RPG, Garth Rider of your style. PS4 digital. The old gods have forgotten this land. No one could save our people. When darkness began to spread and collect the souls of men for his army, Soulbrain Knight of Darkness is a 3D exploration game. Players control Gaia, a young warrior tired of struggle, that must wield his sword to rescue his people from the darkness and avenge the death of his parents against the powerful Enable and his army of monsters. All right, Garth, you know what? I didn't see Uno on here again.
Oh, it's a crying shame. That game's never coming out. It's a myth.
It's a myth. It's a legend. No, you know what? I honestly think they forgot. They do that sometimes. But that was the releases for this week.
That's hopefully game Uno of the year comes. Right there. Uno.
We'll have to wait and see if it's coming out. But if you guys want to check out PlayStation Music, PlayStation Video, and PlayStation View, if you have so, you can go over to the blog and the weekly drop and check those out as well. I'll have to look and see if I can find out what's going on with Uno. So far, I'm not sure. Unless, what if they pulled it back and it will be in the next PlayStation Plus games titles?
That'd be awesome.
So you would be okay with that. You'd be okay waiting for that.
I wouldn't mind. I'm playing Yakuza anyways, so I wouldn't mind.
Right. Well, you know, Uno is one of those games where you just get a bunch of buddies together, and then you play it for like, you know, an hour or two, and then you get off.
Yeah.
So you can go right back to your Yakuza.
It's possible. It's possible.
Yeah, it is possible. All right, Garth. That's it for the drop, man. That's all the news, the drop, all the good stuff. It is time for the greatest hits game of the week. It is your turn, Garth. This segment of the show, we bring our favorite PlayStation title from me, or Garth, and maybe one of you fans from, you know, Gamer K Nation over there. So if you guys want to send me your topics, you can do so at PlayStation and Pizza at gmail.com or go to our Facebook page to let us know. Facebook.com/groups/GamerK. All right, Garth, what you got this week, man?
I can't believe I haven't mentioned this game yet.
I can't believe it either. I even know what it is yet.
It's my favorite PS2 game of all time.
PS2, then.
Yeah, and I have this game myself, so I'm going to be
Can I guess what it is, really quick?
Yeah.
It is Barbie's Dream Palace.
It's exactly what it is. It's great.
Oh, I'm so good. I got it. All right, let's get a journal going.
I'm not done yet. I'm not even done with my rant.
Come on, man. Anticipation is real.
I'm not even done with my rant. I got to anticipate it. I got to rant first, and then I show. That's the rule. So anyways.
Okay.
Me and Exorcist played this the other day. So I probably already gave it away.
Yeah, you gave it away because I already know what it is.
But it's me and Exorcist. Because
Garth never wants to invite me to play games with him. For some I see what he's up to, and I was like, you know what? Fuck you, Garth. You never want to ask me to play it.
Well, see, when I asked you that, when I asked Exorcist this, it was like super late. It was like 2-3 in the morning, and it was already like, you know, you were already
right
like,
after I get off work.
Yeah, that's the thing. That like Exorcist gets on right when you get off, so it's like, oh, what the fuck? What sucks is that even if I asked you to play, only two of us can play anyways, because this is like through share play. We played co-op.
That's something I want to see in this new feature. Sorry to cut you off. Bring more people to share.
That's a great idea.
Four people tops would be nice. That'd be okay.
Yeah, yeah. Great idea. So for four-player split screen or three-player split screen, whatever.
For the show.
Great idea. And make it like two-hour long parties, because me and Exorcist were doing co-op for this the other night, and we got cut off. We got cut off because we actually had to, extend the party. So what really sucks is a weird glitch in this game where if you disconnect yourself, it makes it in the stupid vertical.
Split screen.
I hate that because you can't see what's on the side of you. I like the horizontal
screen. Yeah, you have more of a wide view, and you can see what's to your left and right more. Yeah, it makes total sense. Oh, so when you disconnect, that happens?
Yeah, it's horizontal.
Why don't you just announce the game? Then, because people are probably like, "Well, what the hell?" He's talking about the game. And I have no idea what the hell it is. Oh, and Paragon says I put 20 hours in Killing Floor 2. Highly recommend it. All right, sorry I didn't read that sooner. Thanks, man. That game looks really good.
It is Twisted Metal Black.
Good choice, man. Really good game. I played more multiplayer in that game than anything at friends' houses because I never actually owned it myself. So I always played that game with buddies. Split screen.
It's the best story mode in any Twisted Metal game, the best characters in any Twisted Metal game, the best just overall feel and, you know, look and the stories are just so deep and awesome. Like, and
you also have the best version now of that game ever.
Yes,
which is nice.
yes. It also, there is another version. Obviously, the online version, which is great. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. Which people still play. Actually, the servers are down, but they got a LAN party thing that's going on. So it's one big server. So it's great having that.
It's like they do still, with the
people still sub-
like with the original Xbox. It shrinks the game. The game thinks you're playing local, but when you go to LAN party stuff, you're really playing with people that are online. That's cool.
Yeah. So they still have that. Did you know that this game ran at 120 frames per second?
What the fuck? How is that even possible on the PS2? That is sick. Digital Foundry do anything on that?
David Jaffe made it possible. Or the one David of Jaffe's the developers.
Genius.
So, but yeah, that was the only PS2 game that ran at 120 frames per second. It's pretty fascinating because Digital Foundry has never made a video on this.
Well, have you seen Digital Foundry is starting to do more, though, with their old school stuff. They did GoldenEye and Perfect Dark comparisons on those and on Rare's.
I want them to do a series of Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal would be nice. So Twisted Metal is your greatest hits game of the week. Twisted Metal Black.
And it's my favorite. And it's my favorite PS2 game of all time.
Really? Wow. That's saying a lot. That's crazy.
So, yeah, and I like a lot of PS2 games.
Yes, a lot of PS2
games. This game has a special place in all my heart. And the
that's sweet.
I 100%ed this game twice.
Nice.
PS 100%ed on PS2. I 100%ed it on PS4.
Nice. And you know what that means. We gotta give you a round.
And
of
I have 100. Yeah.
No, seriously. Especially on PS2, 100% of your game.
And I have 100% of the trophies as well. There's no platinum, unfortunately, right. So I can't get the platinum.
Sadly, which is weird. Yeah. I honestly think that was really weird, because almost every other game has a platinum. So, which is weird.
Yeah.
At least it got trophies, man. At least it got trophies, because that game could have never came.
What's stupid is that Ape Escape 2 doesn't have a platinum.
Oh, it doesn't? Wow. Seriously? That's fucking
neither does the Warriors and Max Payne.
Wow, okay. Never mind. It's terrible. Especially Max Payne definitely needs a platinum. All right, Garth. So, Twisted Metal Black this week for you, for your greatest hits game of the week. I was going to say, this show is called PlayStation and Pizza because it's two of our favorite things. So, what would you rate the Twisted Metal Pizza? You said it's your favorite PS2 game of all time, but not your favorite game of all time. So, what pizza would you rate?
It's up there with my favorite game of all time. It's probably in my top five,
top
ten.
So maybe top five pizzas.
It's definitely up there. Yeah.
So what kind of pizza?
The thing is, like, just the I can't really name it because just the name, just the biggest, the best pizza I could think of. Just anything.
Oh wow. Okay. Nice. So all the toppings you like, the best cheese. All that good stuff. You don't necessarily have to name a place from where it's from.
Maybe some calzone and breadsticks on the sides too.
Some extras. Nice, beautiful. That's the first time we've ever said that with rating a game on a pizza scale.
With some ranch as well, so I could dip in stuff.
I'd take some buffalo ranch. Yeah. While we're at it.
Yeah, even that.
Hungry, man. Yeah. I'm getting hungry. You know what that means. It's the end of the show. We're glad you guys listened. We always end the show in the segment we like to call it Greatest Hits Game of the Week. It's always me and Garth here. We were supposed to have Julia on. I didn't really hear from her this evening. She's part of GCN as well. She's going to come on here. We're going to talk some No Man's Sky stuff because she's really enjoying that game. We'll probably get more into it next week. Also plan on playing that game soon. I haven't really had time to. So hopefully I get that sometime here soon.
Are you going to game fly, or are you actually going to...
No, I probably end up buying that game. Because it is exclusive, maybe digital. I don't know yet, but that game is overwhelming a lot in spots. I've watched a lot of that game, and there's a lot of overwhelmingness to that game. You're just kind of like, holy shit! But anyways, look forward to playing that. So Yeah, you ready to get out here? Let's shut it down.
Let's get out of here. I want to play more Yakuza 5.
All right, it's game time. All right, guys, just to let you know, this is PlayStation Pizza Podcast Episode 20 as a reminder. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. You guys can do the conversation. Doesn't have to in here. You guys can go check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/groups/gamercade. Go over there and do so. A lot of members, more every day. Plan on keeping the conversation going. And, yeah, once you become a member, keeps us motivated to make more content. In the description below, you guys can go check out our other sites, like our website right now. We don't have a name yet. We haven't decided on the domain. Really picky on that because with Gamercade and stuff, there's some things that are taken. We're trying to work that out. As always, gamercade.squarespace.com. Check out our newest videos, our newest podcast, what we're up to, social media, all in one-stop shop. So you guys can go check that out. Much appreciated as well. Hit that subscribe button while you're here. If you're watching the video version, if you're listening to the video version, wherever you're at, iTunes, leave a review, like, rate, subscribe over on Podomatic, our podcast services around the world. I'm your host, Chris Gillette, here on PlayStation Pizza with Garth Moore. As he's leaving already, he can't stop. He's got to play Yakuza 5. Anyways, guys, this has been PlayStation Pizza Episode 20. Until next time, thank you all for coming and listening. Game on.